Hi, I'm Mary Corcoran. I'm teaching 736 Poverty and Inequality right now. And next semester, I'm teaching Public Policy 730, Women and Employment Policy. The course is going to change a bit, partly because of the recession, the Great Recession. I'll begin the course by showing where women are now, what women has happened to women's progress relative to that of men. And basically what's happened is there was a big narrowing of gaps from 80 to the mid-90s, and since then, till the Great Recession, that the narrowing flatlined. And so during the Great Recession, I'm not quite sure what has happened, so I'm going to look at it. But it looks like different groups were affected differently. So highly educated women continued to make some inroads, whereas poorly women with a high school diploma or not did not. And so that suggests two very different kinds of policies. In the course, most of the course is going to be spent on what are the possible explanations for why women fare differently in the labor market than men. And a big thing is, how do women and men balance family and work? How does that differ depending on which strata of the labor market you're in, the top, the middle, or the bottom? And on policies that have tried to address gender inequality in recent years. In particular, I'll be looking at policies that are called family-friendly policies, policies to somehow enable individuals to better combine family and work. At both the top end, the professions, people are arguing for such policies because professional work has such high demands. At the bottom end, the low income, they're arguing for such policies because women with a high school or diploma are very likely to be single heads. Many of them are single heads of families. And so the course is in two parts. The first part, we lay out all these theories and arguments from the social science evidence. The second part, which is about 4 weeks, and students write about 8 papers over the 10 weeks of that first part, 8 short papers responding to the readings. The second part, each student does a family work history tree and describes the work history of one or two of their relatives in details, and then uses the concepts we've talked about in course to analyze those work histories. That part is really fun.